The college experience, Texas Tech Red Raiders at the Texas Longhorns, Big 12 college basketball preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll also get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win. That's WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insight, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure you subscribe to our page so you don't miss one of our picks. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Yes, Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to bet and sell betting positions like the stock market. And the best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting. That's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's better, B-E-T-T-O-R, edge.com, promo code SGP. Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the college experience, Texas Tech Red Raiders at the Texas Longhorns, Big 12 college basketball preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, AKA Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. We are picking a dandy. I mean, look, the Big 12 conference, we saw it. Well, tonight I'm recording the night before this game. Kansas loses to Oklahoma State. This conference is Kansas is down. So that's giving, Baylor, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State. There's life out there for these guys, probably West Virginia. Now you look at this matchup, and it's really, I think this is really going to be must watch TV. This is the best game of the day. The best game of the yes, from a ranking standpoint, but also I think we're going to learn a lot. Texas Tech, a team that kind of, they're 10-3, and you think, okay, well, Texas 10-1. So Texas is the better team. Texas Tech is notorious for they bring in a bunch of transfers. They utilize the grad transfer route really well. So early in the year, it's almost like a little bit of a Calipari thing with the Duke or whatever, with the one and dones. They're working to find continuity, where I think the same thing is happening with Texas Tech, even with the experienced players, because yes, it's great to have an experienced team, but they haven't played that much time together. So Texas Tech won 4 of 5, and that the loss being to that same Oklahoma State team in overtime in a dandy of a game. But if you look at these losses, 3 good losses to good teams. Their losses are to Houston, Kansas, and Oklahoma State. Houston was in game 3 back in November. They lost by 11, right? Then you have December 17th, the loss to Kansas by 1 in a game. They were kind of, I thought they had their chance to win this thing, and they kind of botched it at the end there. And then the Oklahoma State overtime loss. So some tight losses, but I guess when you look at the wins, all I see that really stands out, they've played a lot of questionable competition, but Abilene Christian, who I think is going to be dancing come March, and Oklahoma. In Oklahoma, they won by 2, but that's going to be a decent win. We saw what Oklahoma did to TCU tonight, and then they beat K-State and Iowa State, and they beat Iowa State, by 27 points. So those are good wins, sure, because you got to go through conference opponents there, but those are the 2 worst teams in the Big 12. So We're going to find out a lot about the Red Raiders because their next three games are at Texas, home to Baylor, and at TCU, which is starting to loot. The wheels are starting to come off a little bit for the Horned Frogs, but that could be a big game for them. That's all within the next week, in the next 7 days, those matchups. So I think, you know, they want, obviously they want to be 3-0, but I think 2-1, if they go 2-1 there, they'd really show up, you know, beating either Texas or Baylor, you know, or both, or TCU. So, I will say this though, Texas Tech, I know they got a ton of transfers. I'm excited to see them progress as the season goes on. You remember the year they went to the last time we had an NCAA or a March Madness, they lost in overtime in the NCAA championship, and they didn't win the Big 12 that year. They were, you know, kind of like this year, kind of figuring out a lot of Mooney was a grad transfer. They had other guys too. But now you look at this Red Raider team, and yeah, the last time they stepped on a court, they looked great against Iowa State. And Iowa State, kind of a weird team. You know, they played some teams close, and but I still the seller of the Big 12. Now the Red Raiders are averaging about 75.5 points per game. So the offense has been a little bit of the problem here, but once again, I think that's continuity. I think that's something that gets better each and every game. They're 117th in the nation at the moment in scoring offense. Okay, but they're ranking 7th in defense. And I think that's what the big storyline in this game is, the way that Texas has been playing defense and the way that Texas Tech plays defense and always has under Beard. That's the compelling angle to me. It's two great defensive teams. Even Shaka Smart, you know, he got his rep off of that VCU defense. And if anything, Texas Tech offense has got to be the one to show up here. But you look at this team and they're guard heavy. Matt McClung, the Georgetown transfer, 15 points a game. At the moment, he's been a key. He's the leading scorer, and he's been a key transfer in them, him, and then the other three guards: Terrence Shannon Jr., Kyler Edwards, Kevin McCuller. All those guys averaging double digits, and all you know, really good players that make them as dangerous as danger can get if you're playing this team in March. Now, I will say they're probably not as athletic as that team that we saw the last time we had a March Madness. But their big man, Marcus Santos Silva, I followed this guy a lot when he was at VCU, getting about 9.6 boards, 1.2 blocks. This kid's good too. I think the more the season goes on, the more he'll find his footing in within this offense. So that's going to be big to watch. Another thing is, I mean, they're just guard deep on that bench. You know, Micah Peavy, Burnett, Jamaris Burton, they got options and guys that contribute and play minutes. So, can they muster this up and find a way to get the ball in the basket, essentially? Cause I think the defense is there, and they've let teams off the hook. OK State and Kansas, they kind of let them off the hook. Those are games they kind of should have won. So you got that. Now let's talk Longhorn basketball here, cause I've been really impressed with Shaka Smart, who I thought, you know, had COVID not hit, they might've pulled the plug on him last year. So got 9 lives. You look at Texas's season, they only have one loss, and that was a 4-point loss to Villanova in Austin, but they got some nice wins. Davidson. I think Davidson is a, you know, a contender in the A-10. Indiana by 22. And that's a huge win because the Hoosiers is looking like a really good team right now in the Big Ten. Then they took down North Carolina on a game winner. This was all in Asheville in the Maui Invitational in Asheville. they beat Oklahoma State by 3 in a heck of a good game. They just destroyed Kansas by 25 in Lawrence, and they stormed back, hit a game winner against West Virginia. Essentially, 3. They were losing late and hit a 3. So here they are, and really their schedule kind of breaks kind of nice for them here, because if they can grab this huge win against Texas Tech, after that it's K-State, Iowa State, and TCU. So they'll be looking at being essentially, if they can get this win, 14-1, if they can avoid the upset, heading into that Oklahoma game, and then they get Oklahoma, Kentucky, Baylor, and OK State. A little bit of murderer's row there. But once again, the Longhorn defense, which actually statistically, and this is why you got to throw stats out the window sometimes, is that their defense, Texas Tech's defense, charts a lot higher than Texas's. But I don't care. Texas's defense has been great this year. If you've had a chance to watch them, they've just been really good. They're 42nd in the nation in defense, which I think they're a lot better than that. There's certain, and especially this year, where there's just teams have played 3 games, other teams have played 12. You know, it's really hard to bring up stats and really give it merit. So, but you look at this Longhorn team, and I mean, you got Courtney Ramey leading the way, but him, this is what's great, is the balance on the offensive side of the ball. Multiple guys. They got Greg Brown, the freshman, getting 12 points a game. He's been excited to watch. Then you got Andrew Jones, 13 points a game, 13.4, Matt Coleman, 13.6. And then Courtney Ramey, 13.8. I mean, that is spreading the ball out. And then don't forget about the other forward, Kai Jones, getting 9 points a game. So they essentially pretty much have their whole starting five in there getting double digits. Kai Jones at 9. But and then on the bench, Jericho Sims, Donovan Williams, Royce Ham, Liddell Cunningham. I like this team. I really like this team. And I think that's going to be the big matchup here is the freshman, Greg Brown, essentially. Who's going to line up with him for that's the one knock against this Texas Tech team is they don't have the depth of the big men that they used to have a couple of years ago. So I imagine it will be Sims on Silva, Jericho Sims, and perhaps they'll probably have a little bit of a rotation. Jones, Sims on Silva, and then that will free up Brown against probably one of their guards. That's another thing. Does Texas Tech load up and go to a two? I mean, I don't think so. I think they're just going to go play their game. So that could be a mismatch that the Longhorns have. But another thing is the guard play here. McClung, Edwards, those guys, Shannon Jr., how do they line up or how do they match up with the likes of Ramey, Coleman, and Jones? I think that's going to be a fair battle there. I give Texas the slight edge. So what is Vegas saying this line is at right now? It opened at Texas -5. The line is down to 3. I even see it at 2.5 at some places. But 3 at WynnBET, -3, the Longhorns are. Look, until I see Texas Tech really close out and get the wins against decent teams that they should, I think the play is to play Texas. I think Texas has been playing better defense. Texas has played a lot better opponents thus far to me than Texas Tech has. So I think Texas Tech's stats are a bit inflated. And it's in Austin. I mean, I know no fans probably or a little limited fans, but I'm on the Longhorns -3 here. I like this play a lot. But I will say, it wouldn't shock me if Texas Tech won this game. It's just I need to see it before I start betting on them. They still struggle offensively, and that really is the difference maker. If I think both teams are on the same level defensively, if anything, I'd give the edge to the Longhorns. And then you have who's better on offense? Texas is just a lot better than Texas Tech currently thus far this season. I do think the Red Raiders' offense will continue to get better. I do think they will be a really hard team to beat as the season progresses and in March. So here we go. Give me the Longhorns. And I think the key to victory essentially is that lockdown defense. They got to make sure though, that I think getting Greg Brown the ball will be key. Cause I think he's a mismatch problem for Texas Tech. So I'm going to emphasize that as the key. And then, for Texas Tech, you need Silva. He can't get in foul trouble this game. You don't have the depth. You do not have the depth to play against those guys. So you need him to stay out of foul trouble. So take the Longhorns, guys. If you're a first time listener, make sure you subscribe to the College Experience. We handicap every single Division One college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 4 years. I say we because my co-host Patty C and NC Nick, who are normally here with me, we all pick the games. We have been over 500 each individual season as a collective and also independently. Each of us, we've released them on a spreadsheet for free over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com daily with every single game handicapped, football and basketball. We are going to cover FCS football too. Excited to have that season kick off in a little bit here, but yeah, we got you covered here at the College Experience. And make sure, you know, we've also been way over 500 on our locks, like way, not even close to our, the percentage of picking the games daily. And we give you all that for free. Look, so you got no mix. If you want extra money, we're giving you it. I'd understand if it was 1 year, you said, oh, these guys got lucky, but at 4 years in, no, your fault. If so, if not tailing these picks. So check out the spreadsheet. We also tweet them out. I'll give you the Twitter handles in a second here, but give us a follow. We're available on all platforms, and look, we don't charge for picks and we won't charge for picks. I don't believe in it. Well, what I will try to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes? Give us a 5-star review. We'd certainly appreciate it. And say some nice things about us. That would be awesome because sponsors have told us that is important. So perhaps, you know, you do that and then a company gives us a bunch of money to talk about their product. And then the next thing you know, we give you more episodes. You start making more money. You start really living the life that you always wanted to live. You know what I mean? You're, you know, out there just knocking down broads that just completely out of your league because you got a couple dollars in your pocket. All of a sudden they're giving you some attention. They're saying, hey, maybe this Billy guy's not a fucking loser. Right? So you're out there just killing it on the scene. You're taking trips all over the planet. Don't even matter. COVID or not. Doesn't matter. It's not going to matter when you own the fucking airplane, huh? You fucking Amelia Earhart wannabe. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but you'll be taking trips to the Bermuda Triangle, right? With all this cash we're giving, you'll be sitting on a beach, you know, drinking some Mai Tais, catching some sun. You got your butler coming up to you, you know, saying, sir, do you want me to change? You want me to wash your shirts? You said, yeah, do all that shit, right? But let me go back to making out with this broad. And then you just start just killing it. Killing it in life. You're jet skiing, you're fucking parasailing. You don't even know how to parasail. You're just shit drunk. You're so rich. You fucking crash your pilot. You're parasailing. Your parasail. You crash that thing. You land on the beach, but you're in good condition because you had a bunch of cash in your pocket. So when it hit, it was like you had fucking styrofoam in your pants. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just give us a 5-star review. I'm a fucking idiot. And if you do give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot of your review, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll enter you in a raffle, a David Stern like raffle where you're guaranteed to win a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? And yeah, at the Colby D, do that. Give me a follow too. Same with Patty C. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C 831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And make sure you, make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Of course, we are affiliated with them. They're on Twitter at DSGP Network. Check out that recent Joe Theismann interview. We had him on the show. A lot of good times there. And all right. This is the College Experience. Texas Tech at Texas style. I say take the Longhorns -3. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.